take you to Lagos. I'll take you to Lagos, to Lagos.
What's up, Lego? Sorry, our Shakira and our bills, they are taking it. Yes. We don't know who took it.
But something can actually pass.
So, good morning, Lego. Thank you so much, Lagos. Thank you. it feels different, but oh well. Change is the only constant thing in life.
Sure.
I want to say good morning to you, Lagos. How are you? How are you day? What's been happening? Hope you enjoyed the weekend.
Hustle at a row.
Oh my God.
You've been hustling.
I hope you rested on the weekend. Which kind of hustle? We rest on the weekend.
Some people already woke up this morning and started the hustle.
Yeah, like 3 a.m.
So.
I mean, and my heart goes out to all those that are on that stretch where they are commissioning today.
Shame.
The Lord be with you. I'm made to understand that a lot of people had to leave home early enough so that they could, you know, avoid the hold up or the traffic on that stretch.
Hmm.
But the Lord is just
and the
strength.
People who are not informed that the people are pitiful. They don't know what's happening.
And if you
don't
know what's going on, out, let it be that you leave early. If it's not that important, work from home,
please.
Because already that stretch has its own wahala. With the abandoned projects and all of those things, plus this traffic. And of course, this is our way of welcoming Mr. President to Lagos. Welcome, Mr. President. Welcome.
Yeah. Woo!
Cabo. Cabo. Welcome, Mr. President.
Thanks, sir.
Please, sir, bring Kilishi and drop it here at Itimiyan for us before you go to...
We don't ask for too much.
Yes, thank you and God bless.
Okay.
You don't even have to drop it, sir. Just send one of your aides to WhatsApp Lagos. That's how you welcome yourself to our WhatsApp Lagos.
By adventure, the aide is like he doesn't want to come. There is dispatch, sir.
There's another aide that can aid it to dispatch rider.
Exactly.
Mr. President, welcome, sir. Well done to the advance team. Welcome, everybody. All the soldiers on the road, welcome. We have seen you people, you are doing your work. Well done.
Well done.
After this, can you maintain like this? Let's not have traffic like this in Lagos. I like the magic that happens when VP or the president is coming. Magic.
I'm like,
or the IG is coming. There's magic.
You
magic
don't want
happen.
To experience what we're experiencing on a daily.
I like the magic. Please, can we replicate this magic every other day? My English is coming back to me, Smoster. Can we replicate this every other day? I'm just saying. But really, welcome,
understand.
Mr. President. Bring something for us.
I
know that you are coming. Yes, Kilishi, please. Or you can monetize it. Thank you and God bless.
Ah, that monetize. I'm not quite sure. But yeah, we have enough
because
cash.
Mr. President is not corruption, somebody. Yes. So you give us Kilishi. Because I have plenty of sheep.
Let's stick to Kilishi.
I have plenty of animals.
Let's stick to that.
Kilishi. Then you give us money for cook to president.
Ah, let's not even ask for cook. Let's ask him to give us.
Excuse me. I want cook.
The normal, you know.
Okay, you can give
it to us. Don't give us the money.
Okay, we drink Zobo.
Zobo.
Give us money for Zobo.
Zobo is okay. Yes.
Eh.
Actually, Zobo is actually nice. We have Gary at home. But yeah, if you don't have Zobo, we can use the cliche to drink Gary.
As we are waiting for salary.
Yes. Yes.
All right, good morning, Lagos. Welcome to What's Up, Lagos. My name is Mary Anacon, and she is...
Better.
All right, from now till 12 o'clock, it promises to be a very interesting time, even though I feel claustrophobic in this place.
Come on,
because this is not my normal room.
Yes.
But it's okay. It's just for some time.
Change is constant.
Yes, yes, yes. But from now till 12 o'clock, as usual, we start off the show with our sound-off. We sound off on social, political, economic, and sometimes even issues that are personal. And then, of course, we go into our musings for the day. Because today's Monday, we always have an abridged version of What's Up, Lagos. So from now till 11:30, no dull moment, because we're bringing the party to your doorstep, wherever it is, your office, your place of business, your bedroom, your house. We're coming to you. Are you ready? Let's do this.
Life can be fun,
but life in itself can be hard.
Every single day, we wake up to all kinds of stories.
Some good.
And in sport, Nigeria's Toby Amuso has set a new 100-meter hurdles world record.
Some bad.
And some outrageous.
A 29-year-old woman, Oluchi Badruba, has been arraigned before an Ogba magistrate court for allegedly beating up her brother's wife.
This is Sound Off,
where we bring these issues to the fore.
Mm-hmm. You can hear this Mondays to Fridays, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
on What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Keep a date.
I'll take you to Lagos. I'll take you to Lagos.
All right, it's time for Sound Off. And just as you heard in the news this morning, President Buhari will be in Lagos today, later, and he's expected to inaugurate the Dangote refinery as part of his visit. I'm going to stop there. That's where my interest is this morning on Sound Off. I'd also like to let you know, Nigerians, that we have so many refineries that are moribund. There is nothing that is being refined in those refineries. Yes. Time and time again, trillions of naira has been earmarked for turnaround maintenance. Salaries are being paid to refinery workers, but we do not refine anything. But then, hey, we're all going to roll out the drums. Yes, today in Lagos, as the Dangote refinery is being opened, inaugurated. By who? Our president. Isn't that interesting?
Quite interesting.
Ours is not working. Nobody cares. But we're excited to go to a private citizen's refinery. It looks like that seems to be where everybody's headed. That's where everybody's interested in. That's what everybody's interested in. But nobody's caring about the fact that monies are being earmarked. What these monies are being done with, we do not know. To fix refineries that are not working, refineries that are not giving us any crude. Don't forget that we also send our crude oil outside of the country. They refine it for us and we still use dollars to import it. And then sometimes we have to beg, cry, scratch to be able to buy fuel, to see it and buy. And now they say, oh, we want to take out subsidy, the same subsidy that Mr. President and some of his people occupied Nigeria against. Now they've seen reason. But all of a sudden, just a quarter to go, we'll leave it for the next government.
Mm-hmm. As usual.
So, again, it makes me really wonder how serious we are about this, our oil and gas sector, especially the oil part of it. If it's just, like many pundits have said, run by a cabal of sorts, if it's just a private business, something that is supposed to be our oil, our general, you know, it's something that we own as Nigerians, but a group of people are amassing wealth. Did you hear, in case you did not, just before the elections, about the fact that there's the serious oil thefts in this country and tankers of, you know, leave the border of this country and nobody knows where it goes to and where they come from?
That's what they said.
And then, nobody of course, knows. There was some little Nollywood flicker that, you know, Ami, you know, pulled with the NNPC about some, you know, pipes that were laid all the way to the ocean. What have they made of that story? We really must look stupid to these people, don't we? It's a shame.
But anyway, I would say big ups and big ups to Dangote.
Oh, yes, teaching, of course.
Teaching,
yes.
It looks like he's the one teaching the government what to do. Because it's things like this that make us realize that if a single person can be doing something like this, how about the whole, should I say cabal?
Well, I think people? What Dangote has done means that our leaders, our politicians, should be hiding their faces in shame as opposed to going to shake their bum at the inauguration of the refinery.
Oh, no.
And that Sound Off.
Every single day.
Lagos. Well, we're in Lagos. We're in Lagos, but we're taking you to Eko.
Eko, Lagos. Is it different? It's not different. Okay, the whole Lagos. And then Eko is a place in the Lagos, you know?
You know,
because I've always asked
my mom
question.
Used to say something. I can't say, my Yoruba is terrible. Moloseko, something like
Moloseko.
Like she's going to Eko.
Moloseko.
Yeah.
Your mom could speak Yoruba.
My mom grew up in Ibadan.
Ah, shame on you, Marianne. and you are here in lateral.
Show me problem.
This lady, what's this woman business? Is not in Nigeria. No.
Sorry, tell me where I
and
have
and she
to...
speaks Yoruba. She even says Mon Lo Seku, but Marion here
and she
says
speaks it with the Ibadan accent.
Ah, yeah, Mon Lo Seku. Uh-huh. I don't even understand.
Yeah.
But what?
Yeah. And guess what? My dad grew up in Onitsha, so he speaks Igbo.
Apart from
why United York, Nations in my
apart
house.
From York meat.
Which one? Meat.
Which one can I
speak? I don't speak one Nigerian language.
Your language.
Give it a break.
Something else. Speak something
I
else.
I can't speak Yoruba, but I understand it. I can't speak Igbo, but I understand it.
Oh, really?
I can speak my language, and I understand my mother's language also. So, hey.
I understand Igbo a little. Yoruba.
See,
I
know
speak
two,
Ikale,
I know
Ilaje.
One foreign language. Three Nigerian languages, come on.
I know
man.
A little bit
give
of
me a
Spanish,
break.
Though, so that could pass. That could fly.
Okay, so say something to me in Spanish.
Buenas noches.
That's what you learned from Sports
Gang. Lo siento.
What is that?
Lo siento.
What is that?
How do I say I love you now? Oh, okay, I can say que pasa. Que pasa.
You didn't even
what's
know
happening?
To say.
Que pasa, Lagos!
Yeah, embarrassment. Oh,
no, no. Like, it's not an embarrassment. I can actually do a little of Spanish, and I'm still learning. So, yeah.
Mm.
Wait for me, and I'll come back and wow you.
So. Connie, you're not going to wow me. I don't know anything. I just know... I can't even say what I know in Spanish.
What do you want to say?
I can't say it. It's NTBB.
Okay. Swallow it. Don't say it.
It's time for us to muse this morning, Lagos. We have 1 minute to drop... But I wanted to ask you a question this morning, Feta.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's very important. How, on a scale of 1 to 100, how dramatic are you? This is not how I'm using this morning. Are you normal dramatic or as dramatic as a baby when they're trying to wipe? Have you seen how they're trying to wipe a baby's face and the baby's...
Yeah.
How dramatic are you?
Look. People have said it. I believe it. I am 98% dramatic. I'm telling you.
You're dramatic like you can make a scene dramatic.
What? No script. I don't need a script.
So you will create a scene in public. Like, yeah, those do you know me kind of people.
Yo,
do you know who I am?
Man, I've told you this thing before. I didn't expect you to put me on radio, but if you see me when I'm fighting with conductor, you know this kind of thing. You will not be proud. And I'm always very happy that most people don't know me, so I mean I could pass. I will change in 2 seconds and I'll draw my skirt down and start to go. Like, look.
I cannot believe it.
Look.
Nah, you really have to yank my
like
chain.
I'm that girl that will take off the wig, then wear it back and look at the mirror, side mirror of the car and be like nice.
You're like
that
100%
kind
crazy.
Of dramatic. I wear it on my sleeve.
You really have to yank my chains to see that side. Because I'm always like, I'm on TV. I don't want people. Like,
well, you're on TV. I'm not. So.
Like, honey, you cannot get me. Like,
well.
But then you have to overdo. You have to pick me well.
I guess that's a good part of not being on TV. Because I can do whatever I want and get away with it. So,
anyway, Lagos, let's muse because we don't have time. Let's go for a quick break, okay? When we're back from that break, we will be musing this morning. Stay with us.
I'll take you to Lagos. I'll take you to Lagos. To Lagos.
What's up, Lagos? Yes! Cheers to life. Cheers to life. Yes. It's still the very, very best conversation on the best radio station across the country. Yes, we are your number one talk, news and sports radio station, and we're broadcasting live from Itumiyan Crescent right here in Victoria Island, Lagos. I am Mary Anacon. Fetter is here with me. It's What's Up, Lagos? And we're asking this morning, let's go into our Azzy. What's that one thing that you've never had to buy with your own money?
What's
that one thing that you've never had to pay with your own money? You know, there's a lot of things that money can buy. But what's that one thing that you know you've never bought it with your money? For some people, it's their phones. Someone always buys their phones for them. Some people. Some people.
Until recently.
Yeah. For some people, they've never bought their cars. Somebody always pays for their cars. for some people, I mean, it could be different things.
It could be anything.
So think about it. What's that one thing that you've never had to buy or pay for it with your own money? Let's see all the people that have sponsors.
All the freebies people.
All the small girl be good, small boy be good. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it doesn't even have to do with that. It's just, you just realize that that particular thing, you never ever have to pay for it.
It's not like you're looking forward to somebody doing it for you.
Yeah.
For some reason, it just happens that you've never
paid for it with your money. Let's talk.
0700-993-993-993-0146571900. WhatsApp 0809-597-5805. Let's go. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Woo!
Live.
The best radio station.
Nah, so.
Well deserved. No, I'm not impressing you.
Mm-hmm.
But this one question and the same question, don't look at me. The thing that I don't feel bad with my money is my life and my air. Mm-hmm. The air I breathe and my life. Thank you very much.
Okay. All right.
Every other thing you pay
you
for.
You pay for it.
Anyway, I get that. But I mean.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Oh, sorry. Morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello? Can you hear me?
Good day, my line.
That person's not ready to talk. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Give us what's up, Lagos. Go, go, go.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Chelsea Live, good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, my name is Victor. I'm calling you.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah. Is the phone I'm now is my organ for me.
Is your who?
My organ. Yeah.
So in your life you have never bought your phone before?
I bought it is still by another one for me.
Eh.
Yeah.
How nice. Okay. Thank you very much for calling. Feta, where did you go yesterday in a red dress?
Hey, I went to church in a red dress. But I think it's my Instagram. This person is trying to copy. That's not going to work, okay? You don't know me.
Maybe,
you don't know me.
Maybe this person saw you yesterday.
The
you never know.
The person did not see me anywhere.
Somebody said, Feta, don't deceive yourself. I saw your face. I know your face. See you every day online in the studio. You will be shocked one day during your dramatic episode. Someone will call you out. But that said, I love me a girl with a bit of madness.
I don't have a bit, I have a lot.
I know that it's not small, okay?
There's a lot of it, so like the whole nine yards.
Are you ready?
You would be so shocked. The thing you think you know me as on the screen, that it's not the same me you would see on the road. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning. Steve.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up,
Cheers to life.
Cheers to life. Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, my name is Steve. I'm on the road, actually.
Hi, Steve.
Yes. The other caller said life. Yes, there are things you don't buy, but you pay service charge for them.
Mm-hmm.
Like the life, you try to maintain it. You pay for your security.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't, you lose it. Hello?
Yeah, it makes sense. It makes sense.
Yeah, even if you get a free phone, you pay service charge.
Sure.
Recharge and the rest.
True, true, true.
But personally, what I've not paid for, because I've been thinking, I think I've not paid for using toilets anywhere before.
Ah, that's an angle.
Wait.
You didn't go to public university because, you know, when I went to university, you had to pay to use the bathroom.
Yeah, we have our way around the short put and the rest, you know?
Okay, Steve.
No one imagine.
Okay, thanks for calling,
actually,
Steve.
There's some public toilets that you pay
to,
like, even in Lagos here.
I think naturally you're supposed to pay because that's how they pay the people who
clean it. It's not your toilet, you have to pay.
Yeah. But, you know, I never thought about that. That there's certain things like that you have to pay to use. But then we're not talking about life because you can't pay for life.
Sure.
It's given to you free of charge.
Even
we're talking things that buy that you probably have never paid for it because either picks up the bill or someone always gifts it to you. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, good morning.
Sorry. Like my frames for my
glasses.
I always get them. I have a friend who always sends me new frames.
Doesn't need new friend. Doesn't need new friend.
We're enough. We're complete.
Good morning.
Hello,
what's
good
up,
morning.
Lagos? Try to make it back. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Hey. What's up? Hey. Chester.
My name is Esther from Aja.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Esther. Good morning.
Good morning, Beta and Marian.
I've
never bought my car and my phone before.
Wow. Wow. Please, do you have space? Yes. Can we join?
What car do you drive now?
Senna.
And he bought it for you?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he bought it for me. Mm-hmm. Not at my 1 naira.
Who is he?
How's
Hello? We have to be sure now.
It's our husband.
He can be our daddy now. He can be our daddy.
Please, does your husband need extra 2 wives? Me and Fekka, we want to join.
No.
There's no space in the relationship.
Thank you very much for calling. Wow, just asking.
Thank you
for calling. We appreciate it. Good morning.
All right. Good morning.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos? What's up, Lagos? Cheers to life. Good morning. Ha, Jonah.
This is Jonah. In action. Ha. Wow. Jonah. Could this be Jonah, though? Because I'm not.
It's Jonah.
Ah.
Jonah, welcome.
Whatever you asked this morning, you should have us.
Jonah, welcome. Welcome. Well done. Esquire.
Good morning, all of you.
Good morning to you. What did you eat this morning?
No, Jonah calling you for always on the route.
Jonah, we know, but what did you eat this morning? What did you eat this morning so that you can have this energy that you have?
I eat pap and sardine.
Oh.
Pap and sardine. Which kind of food is this?
I thought you said spag.
And is this I drink energy drink?
Okay, no
spag.
Wonder.
Because I'm gonna do
no advertisement. I beg.
Any Marianne or a Feta, because today it's a day of joy for me. For the first time in Lagos State.
No traffic.
Traffic.
I know. Yay! Even I was shocked. Even I was shocked, Jonah.
Wow.
Can
be like this, as in, eh?
We'll be coming.
I'm telling you.
I be you. So, Jonah, what's that one thing that you've never had to buy with your money?
Madam, I can't say anything like that. Except maybe my wife. You can say it's me.
But nobody buys their wife now, Jonah. Come on.
We are king of hustler. Now we the hustle.
Okay, Jonah.
I've never seen anything that I never buy before.
I bring
everything I buy.
Okay. All right, Jonah.
Thank you so much. Where is my brother now? Where is Apago?
Apago is somewhere. He's somewhere waiting in the wings.
It's quiet today. You will not hear his voice.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. We appreciate it. All right, let's read some messages on WhatsApp. This one's very interesting. This one says, I've never paid rent in my life before, either for my residence or for my workshop. My pops builds houses. Income relocates. Okay, my pop build house.
Come relocate.
Go Delta State. Although I did pay black tax steady, sha. Ugochukwu in the corridor, so you inherited daddy's house.
No,
you spoiled child. Please, sit somewhere. This one says, I never pay for love. My lover girl loves me unconditional. Hey, wait. Those of us that don't have love.
God, when? God. What's his name?
I'm not winning you, God.
I would have said, I use him as a point.
I have the love of Jesus. It's what true. Else? What other love can I be
it's
looking
true.
For? I don't need,
no
need it.
Love. I need no love.
Yes.
He has me.
All right, this one says, what's up, Lagos? Mine is my phones and school fees. Phones I have been using. My brother and my boo have been sponsoring. And my... Those are what I don't have. Boo. I have brother. Boo. The God of the booless.
You gotta believe my boo.
I don't have
anything to worry about.
This one says, good morning. What's up, Lagos? What I've never paid for and will never pay for is food
made
by
my mother
and advice from my dad.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, mommy will never charge you for food, no matter how old you are. Never.
Kola Wole, let me just advise you. But yeah, you should stay with mommy. Keep staying with her.
You don't want
never
Kola Wole to grow.
Okay, it's not about
you don't
growth.
To grow.
Food is cursed in the outside. Okay? All right.
You have to become responsible somebody.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Call us back. All right, somebody here on WhatsApp says, I don't think I have any. I've always paid for everything I have. Maybe the free gifting fairy hasn't found me yet, but I'm sure he's going to find me soon. Fiddle from the Outskirts of Lagos. Don't worry, Fiddle. Fairy's coming. Might be today, might be tomorrow.
Probably somebody that doesn't actually like free things. Like just getting things
I think
free.
There are people who like to, you know, pay their way through stuff because they want to be able to have that bragging right that, look, everything I've got, I've worked hard
Wait,
for
but
it.
But who bragging rights help? Like, who is it?
I also think it's the environment that you find yourself in.
Mm.
Because a lot of people feel that they need to prove something.
Mm.
So sometimes in proving yourself, you have to overdo and do the one that did not ask you to do. And so even when people are trying to be sweet to you and trying to give you gifts, you're like
blocking because you don't want to be indebted to
I hope
to
that
anyone.
You're not trying to use this to get something from me, blah, blah, blah. We'll be right back after this break, Lagos. It's your WhatsApp, Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info.
I'll take you to Lagos, to Lagos.
Do you know
Allen Avenue?
My people hustle
lateral. I'm some people are just tired of me and this lateral.
You're
like,
lateral.
Can you learn something else? Can you just learn something different? Okay, please.
Learn lateral.
All right. Well. It's 5 minutes gone past the 11 o'clock hour. It's still What's Up Lagos, and this is Lagos's best conversation. Mm-hmm. It is also on Lagos's best, in fact, Nigeria's best radio station for 2023. Let that sink in, baby. My name is Mary Anakon. She's Fessa. Now, we've been talking this morning about the only thing that you've never had to pay for with your own money. So they can pay for a rito, but it would be somebody else's money. For example, what's that thing that you have never had to pay for with your own money? So somebody else is paying for it, but not your own money. We've been reading a lot of messages. But somebody here says, what's up, Lagos? I've never... Anefiok. Anefiok, why?
Morning radio, please, okay.
This one says, what's up, Lagos? Hi, Feta. Abadio, Mariana Cohn. Only women can get freebies. There is no Oro festival in Igorodu, so most roads in Lagos are free. Igorodu people are too plenty.
Oro
Bimbo,
festival,
kindly.
I think you want to say
Oro. Oro, I'm sure. Okay, but that's not what's happening here now. It's
Bimbo.
Yeah.
Only, who says it's only women that get freebies? You have started again.
Don't mind it.
It doesn't have anything to be in... That me.
Yeah. This one says, this might not be something big. This might not be a big something in Feta's voice, but I have never paid... Oh, God. Ayola. Is Maring.
We get my
Is Maring girl. We cannot be talking about it.
We get your drift, but we can't read your drift.
Kome says, the gift of life and good health from God will not be taken for granted. But at the same time, I want to thank God for bringing this wonderful, caring, and lovely lady he brought my way. And she's my personal Oxford dictionary that corrects me. I've always been and has always been sorting my bills right from... Okay, I... have always been sorting my bills right from when I was in secondary school. I kind of grew up not knowing how to ask, and I don't even like taking from people. Even when they offer to help, I have gotten a phone gift before and some other gifts from friends. Okay, Kome. This one said he has never had to pay by price. Well, if I come there, you want free wife.
You people,
Lagos. Call 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. You could join the conversation if you're a lady. 01465-7190. Or you could send us a WhatsApp message or tweet at Nigeria Info FM on Twitter. There's also a post on our Instagram, Nigeria Info 99.3. We're asking, what's the one thing in life that you've never had to pay for? I'll tell you what, there's some people who've never paid for their underwear for guys. They've never paid for it because they have it in full supply courtesy of a certain person. It doesn't even have to be a woman.
Maren, I think you're... Okay.
Doesn't have to be a woman.
All right, that's okay. I was going to say that men are actually tired of that.
No. So there are people who have friends that constantly always bring those underwear, mm-hmm. like singlets and stuff
for them
from a certain brand, mm-hmm. and they've never had to pay for it one time in their life.
It looks like you
know. And some women also have that. They've never had to pay for their hair.
But what about that last message you read? Who the person says that he doesn't also accept when people offer to give him gifts. That's not quite good, if you ask me.
I said that before we went on the news break, that there are people who have had to prove something. They've always had something to prove their whole life. And so even they can't even tell when somebody is trying to be sweet to them. I met somebody, although I think the person is crazy. just a caveat. I met someone sometime, I think 2 years ago, if I'm not mistaken. And he said, oh, I don't want a birthday cake on my birthday. I don't want you to celebrate me. I don't want you to buy me gifts on my birthday. And I'm saying, so what does your girlfriend do on your birthday? Yeah, I couldn't get it. He said, no, I don't take it. Don't do it. And I said, why? He said, I don't want it to look, I don't want to owe you. And I said, people do nice things for you on your birthday, because they want something back.
I have met somebody like that. He said in his words.
I found that really disturbing.
In his words, he says it's a way of people, you know, to gain control over you if they keep giving you gifts, because at the end of the day, you become indebted to them. And I'm like, it doesn't make any sense to me. Then again, people who say that they like to give and not want to take. At some point, it begins to look like you have a savior complex, because you want to be the one who everybody says, oh, he's a giver.
No, but I don't think that if you're giving anybody anything, you should be giving it based on what you want to get. I think that you should have a lifestyle of giving. The fact that you're able to breathe air is because Mother Nature is giving you and it's not asking for anything in return. Mm-hmm. You should be able to want to give people stuff. You should be a free giver and not say, oh, because I gave you a cake on your birthday, you should give me cake on my...
Cake
no, that's very childish.
More.
That's very, I don't know,
I mean, but the
kindergarten.
The day, even say blessed is the hand that gives and the one who
I mean,
receives.
I don't get it. So, I, like I said, there are people who feel like their whole life they'd had to hustle, they'd had to pay their own way. So when you're trying to break through to them, it's tough. Mm. It's very tough. Mm. But I guess that if you, those kind of people have never really experienced genuine love, or love from
me,
a good place.
I want, please.
You are just a receiver.
And a giver too. I love to give gifts, good gifts, because I feel like that's what people remember you by.
Yeah, and a good gift doesn't have to be expensive.
Yeah.
It's thoughtful. It's the thought that counts.
I mean, conflicts, the whole pack of it is okay for me sometimes. You can make it like 5 more packs.
Nah.
So I could, you know.
Just say wago and be and bread.
You see?
I don't ask for too much. No diamonds, no pearls, that's it.
All right, call us 0700-993-993-993-0145-7190. WhatsApp is 0809-597-5805.
Professor, they're toasting you here.
Who's that?
This one says, I've been staying in Abuja and Lagos for 15 years, but I've never paid rent. I currently stay in a 2-bedroom in Sangotedo. Mohi, he says, I love your voice, by the way, and he sent his number.
He's not me.
He's you, darling.
No.
He loves you.
He didn't say my name, so it's not me. It's Marianne, right?
What's
She's
her name?
Taking.
Mohi, please say that it's Feta.
It's Marianne. Jimmy's Marianne.
Jimmy's
Marianne.
He knows that it's not me. Is it my voice that they like?
Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hey!
What's up? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Michael, calling from Ekuru.
Mm-hmm. All right, Michael, what's that one thing that you've never had to pay for in your whole life? Hello, Michael.
Are you there?
Michael. Oh, Michael.
Michael.
Michael, don't go.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Oh, Michael, yes, we can hear you.
Yeah, I just want to say something about people who doesn't like to receive gifts.
All right.
Like me, I've never received before.
Okay.
Wait, you've never received a gift before, Michael? No way. No way. Your dad, your mom, your sisters, your siblings, nobody has ever given you.
When I was
we're much younger, okay. He's talking about the age of consciousness.
That's strange.
Do you have a babe? Do you have a gay friend?
You
have sisters and brothers.
I have a wife.
And your wife has never given you anything?
Oh, okay.
I've never received any gifts from anybody.
Chaaaaaa, in a toxic relationship. What do you need? What do you need now? I will give it to you.
No. maybe his wife.
You see? He doesn't want. He said nothing. Say you have seen. They gave you blank check. You said nothing.
So that's the thing.
Maybe that's why they don't give you anything. Because when they ask you, you say nothing. Maybe.
Yeah, because I don't know what I'm. I don't know what to ask from anybody. I don't want to feel indebted to anybody.
Part of the problem.
Mike, I put it to you that your problem, it be like saying, did you personally consult on
anyway,
this matter?
Anyway, Mohi has replied. He says he likes the voice of the host. Who's the host, Lagos?
There are two hosts, yeah.
Who's the host, Lagos?
Host with the most.
Marion Duke, come.
I go wound you. this one says, what's up, Lagos? Good morning, Fesha and Marion. I've never paid Agberu and police before. I did change them for them back to back. I no get joy. Steven.
My guy.
Okay, Steven. This one says, I don't act that way because I feel special or noticed or probably indebted. I grew up that way. Like, I see it as a burden because everyone is still starving or striving to get better, a better life. I don't expect anyone or anything from people, but when they give me, I will accept it and I appreciate it with a grateful heart. Okay, okay. Thank you. That's a good way to look at it. This one said, I've never paid for companionship.
With Nigeria Info, you see. I don't pay. It's with Nigeria Info, he said.
Yeah, but we don't ask for money, do we?
Yeah.
This one says, I've never paid for information and knowledge from Nigeria Info. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Let's see. We have 22 seconds. Let me read this last message before we go. This one says, what's up, Lagos? What I don't pay for is my body cream. My woman always buys the cream for me.
Wow.
Abike Ademi. Hey. If you don't have a BK in your life, that's your own. Go and cry.
Where the ladies
are the men. 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'll take you to
Lagos. Alright, so what's up? It's still what's up, Lagos 99.3 Nigeria. Don't worry, we're still trying to get our way, find our way around this place. 99.3 Nigeria Info. We're still taking your thoughts and your comments. Let's go to Twitter. I saw a very interesting tweet here. Pato Omo on Twitter says, I've never paid for debt, as in DEBT.
Okay.
Before. Because you know the O.
Well, is that what it means, though? Or it runs away? There are many angles to that thing. You never pay for debt. Why? Because you always get away or because you never owe?
Please go and sit down. Chida Go and Thrive here says on Twitter, I've never paid for my underwear. My elder sister and my girl have taken it upon themselves to provide that.
Wow.
Sometimes I travel down to my sister's place in the east and just go to tease her like, where's my boxer and my singlet?
Better.
One of the things I love about being a last born, look at this one, spoiled brat.
Wait. Can't wash plates.
Oh, that's what they're good for.
They don't like washing plates.
Okay. This one says, I'm not familiar with your names. Forgive me, my bad. I'm talking about the lady with the smaller...
Who?
Small voice. See, we're looking for who to give Feta to Wataya. Yes. So if you must, my email address is on my Instagram. Just go there and send me email. Send your bio, your resume, your bank account statement, everything.
Don't be like that.
A nice picture. I want a nice headshot. Then also take shots of your leg. Let me see if you're short or tall. You understand? Because I need to...
For DNA purposes.
I need to be sure. Because you see, Feta, as much as we want to give her away, we also need to be careful.
Yeah, very careful. Because it's God that saved me from dwellism. So I didn't want to replicate it. You get my point? I'm trying to be safe. My generation, I owe them that. So
we
thanks.
Need tall children, tall babies.
Do not forget, guys, this segment of the show is proudly sponsored by Nivea Radiant and Beauty. And an amazing product has launched for all the African girls out there. And so if you're looking for something to give to your baby with, your sweetheart, your sister, I'm talking about gifts now. They don't have to buy it for themselves. You can do this one for them so that at the end of the day, one day they will come and say, I never had to buy this product for myself.
And I think that there's a gift basket. So yes. It's just like, I mean,
you can do that for them, okay?
27 May is coming. Me, I'm a children's. So you can buy me something for children's
day. Who is lying to you?
I'm a children.
If you're a children, okay, I'm a kid. That's fine.
Kid, now go to Pekino.
Anyway.
No, but on a serious note, I'm a child. Children's Day is around the corner. Show the kids love.
I don't know, Wahala. You all know who has the tiny voice, Abby.
Uh-huh. You know, kids have tiny little voices.
You that they will want to give your hand out in marriage.
No, you are married.
It is a lie. You are faking it. This is not child marriage. You are giving out in marriage. Me, I'm children.
We're talking about gifts here, so I have to be a child now.
No, who you are buying it for? Okay?
Anyway, Lagos, we have just about 10 more minutes to go on the show, and we're asking you this morning, what's that one thing that you've never bought with your money? Some people have said, me, I don't touch, I don't buy cream. I don't know how to price it safe because I have girlfriend and sister. If you don't have girlfriend, you don't have sister. Some of us have never bought car before because we cannot afford it.
And some people are already buying them cars, Sienna, everything, everything, phones.
And their phones, you know.
God, am I a spoon? God.
I don't want to be a mechanic.
God, am I a matchstick?
I want to, that's what they say in that video.
I want to be a baller.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Cheers to life. Good morning. Yes.
What you have not bought or what I have not bought with my money is air.
No. So this is the trick. Air is not being paid for. Everybody, every one of us have it for free. We're talking about things that you can actually buy with money that you've never had to pay for with your own money. So it could be that your friends always give you, your wife always supplies it. You've never checked the price of it before.
I have to pay for everything. No. Thank you.
Okay.
The God of that, I've forgotten that lady's name that said he never had to buy a phone or anything.
He said he has had to pay for everything. Who are
let
the people
God
that
of that woman be
who
your
are
God?
You in relationships with? Because there's some things that we would make sure that you never pay for.
Sometimes is it really about the people who are around us or the fact that you could just walk into it? It's not really about friends.
Sometimes
there are
people who take it upon themselves to say this one thing I'm going to take care of it for you because you're my man.
You see,
you know
all
saying?
Marianne's hair. Everything that she wears on her hair, I buy it for her. Tell them, tell Lagos.
Why do you come on radio and lie?
Am I lying?
Hey.
I didn't know it was a lie. I thought it was the one that I used to buy it for you.
Let's go to WhatsApp, please, guys. This one says, Daniel Famigo says, I've never paid for my haircut, unrelated to, but I really do hope nothing happens to Marianne's voice again. thank you very much. My voice is getting better. I'm hoping that my throat gets really better. But thank you very much. You never pay for a haircut. You know how expensive a haircut is in Ikoyi? Because even Lekki pay is very expensive. Now you go to Ikoyi, I'm sure you'll be paying like 5,000.
It's those kind of salons that you go and cut your hair. They give you granules, you eat. They give you
wine.
You see everything.
Then they bring the bill, 5,000. For what?
5,000.
This is my
5,000. Molo,
you are scraping it and you are still saying
23.6. I am looking that how did I reach in this place?
That you pay on it. Normally, you just pay 1K and scrape your hair and go away.
But when they're giving you granules, we're eating. AC was blowing, you were watching.
You know, at first, when I started seeing those videos on Instagram where when you sit down to make your hair, they bring wine. The woman will just pack her bag
and run
and be going. And I didn't understand, but. Somebody now explained that by the time you are finished there, your bank account will be empty because you add the wine. So when next you go to a salon and then they're offering you very nice things. Do you want your personal AC in space? You don't know that. Hey, my God.
You want to be in the lounge? Is it free? Is this part of your bill? How much is your bill? Because if this is part of your bill, you're thinking it's 1K. You don't know it's 45K.
Okay. Somebody here says, good morning, Marianne and Feta. I can't think of anything I've not paid for before. Feta, I love your Spanish. It's te amo.
Okay, te amo. I know. I remember. Thank you so much, Abby.
The people that want to marry are many. I'm happy because my money will be plenty. Hey, my God. Kingsley from Ikeja says, I've never paid for house rent because after graduation, I lived with an amazing family who took me there, took me as their son. When I got married to their beautiful daughter, who's a friend, I was given a duplex at Ajawa Estate. Also, on my underwear, perfume, organic soap,
and cream,
they have always been taken care of by my queen.
Anita Oluchi Kechukwu.
Kingsley, God has done it for you.
They have not chosen.
What do you need in this life? My God. Anita, please, do you need... Can you marry a woman, please? Can you marry me and give me ass? I'm joking. I'm playing. All right, this one says, tell us the name of Uncle. Just keep listening. You follow us. Feta, this man is in love with you. What's it called now? Something underscore Feta. Feta Dynamo on Twitter. Yes.
On Instagram, but you have to wait. Listen to the show today.
Feta Dynamo on Instagram. Go and search for her now. So you could know how much you're paying for her bride price. She's from Delta. Wow. That money is not many.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. You would have just said that you should just bring a Guguru and carry me.
No. We have to collect dollars. What's all this?
No, wow.
Me, I need money. You know this.
No, wow. So, good morning to you.
Oh, sorry about that. Please call us back if that was you. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? 0700 993 993 993. That's 0700 993 993 993. You can call 01465 7190. That's only for the ladies. Send us a WhatsApp message, and you can also tweet at us at Nigeria Info FM 99.3. As we speak, Mr. President has arrived Lagos. He's at the commissioning of the petroleum refinery, Petrochemicals FCE in Lagos. That's Dangote Industries. Because we did welcome Mr. President earlier on, and we have still not seen our Kilishi, Mr. President.
We're hoping
the dispatch guy is on his way, because we're waiting.
My phone is ringing. Maybe they are calling us.
Azide.
Hello, good morning to you. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Cheers to life. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I think I mistakenly cut off that call. I'm so sorry. Hey, you have to call us back.
All right. So what's up, Lagos? We got 3 minutes before we wrap things up here. And Feta's Market is selling. Buchi Labalaba sends me a message that he's in love with Feta.
Ew.
Feta.
Buchi.
He says, I like her so much. Shakara is plenty.
L, my baby. My baby. I will claim Buchi.
Okay, guys. We're still talking. I want to read one more message before we wrap things up here. This one says, please don't give Feta out yet. He's still hustling to try to make money so I can ask her hand in marriage from you.
She's not Mrs.
Our money's gonna be many. I'm not okay. Mrs. yet. When I'm Mrs.
Marianne,
I will
let you. Not Miriam.
So you see, me and Stretch, we are going to, hey God, make money.
I don't understand what you're putting.
May the best to, man
you're
win.
You're trying to get rid of me.
No, we're not trying to get rid of you. We're just trying to, you know, give you the best man, you know, the best lover.
But Stretch won't agree. That's the thing.
He's a lie. He's trying to see money like, Stretch, now you're my busy money like this. It's over. We are selling you. Anyway, Lagos, we want to say thank you for being part of the conversation today. We have to go because we don't have too much time. But don't forget, on the other side of the clock, we'll be having Power Solutions with Wisdom Chap Jumbo. But in the meantime, this segment was brought to you courtesy of Nivea Radiant Beauty. Yes. My name is Mary Anacon. Don't forget to be part of the show tomorrow. We'll be back better, stronger, and with more fun. Too much laughter comes tomorrow.
I'm telling you.
Yes, today is Monday. We're just preparing your mind. And you know, the president is around, so we're behaving ourselves. If you don't go tomorrow like this, madness is. Hey, my God. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram, MIMIEYO. That's MIMIEYO on Twitter and Instagram. And you can just search for Mary Ann Jikokun anywhere else, okay? Feta?
Feta Dynamo on Instagram, D_Feta on Twitter. I'll definitely see you again tomorrow.
Bye bye, Lagos. We love you.
I'll take you to Lagos. I'll take you to